With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jason Scott. Agricultural metal theft continues to be a problem in the Valley, and Sacramento lawmakers are paying attention. The Senate Agriculture Committee held a hearing today in downtown Fresno searching for solutions. FM 89's Gabriella Ornelas has this report.
4 years ago, the state legislator passed a bill by then-Assemblymember Tom Berryhill that aimed to crack down on the theft of metal from farmers. The bill required recyclers to keep detailed records on materials and sellers. But despite those efforts, metal theft remains a problem. Now a member of the state Senate, Berryhill spoke today with local law enforcement officials in order to understand what changes should be made to reduce thefts. Fresno County District Attorney Elizabeth Egan had some suggestions.
We have to keep this task force operation going, the rural crime, where we meet with the other 6, 7, 8 counties all the time, the detectives working across the border all the time, being able to pull in those resources for the sting operations up and down this valley.
Berryhill says he seeks out the opinion of law enforcement, recyclers, and victims in order to see what solutions can be reached. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Gabriella Ornelas.
The task force established to find a new provider for animal control services for the city and county of Fresno took a step back today. The panel voted 4-1 this afternoon to ask the Central California SPCA for more time before the organization stops providing animal control services this fall. The SPCA had announced this March that it would walk away from its animal contract with the city and county effective October 1st, after months of intense criticism from animal advocates. Now, the Joint Task Force wants to extend that date until the end of the year. The task force also called for the SPCA to relax its requirements for the adoption of shelter animals.